Blog Talk Radio. libido, baby.
You know my body. Your ex nigga, I'm not. You pop that freak shit on the phone. Let's wait till I get back home. Yeah, you gon' try to run from it, but you gotta stand on it now. I'ma make you take it all this time when I pin that ass down. You say it's all mine and it's up to me. Girl, this is all that I need. I want you face down as I'm on all fours. Girl, you can scream. You to myself. You say you ain't got nothing on. Show me, send you to my phone. Make a nigga wanna clock out and pull up on you, blow your back out and apply the pressure till you pass out. And you gon' try to run from it, but you gotta stand on it now. I'ma make you take it all this time when I pin that ass down. You say it's all mine. Up to me, girl, this is all that I need. I want you face down as I'm on. Girl, you can sing all night long. Girl, I want you to myself.
Turn to me.
favorite part.
With every passing moment, thoughts of you run through my head. Every time that I'm near you, I realize that you're heaven sent.
Come on.
Oh, I think you're truly something special. Just what my dreams are really made of. Let's stay together, you and me, girl. There's no one like you around, around.
Planting deep passion upon me as I leave her,
leaving a mark of exactly how her love is engraved in the trace of my lips. As she ran her tongue across them as if it were her fingertips, grabbing a unique energy signature, then it can only be felt and not seen. I mean, the importance of a kiss can extend the pleasure zone for more than hours and hours, ready to create memories of intense pleasure where the mind tells the body to relax and devour each other mentally from the enrichment of lips being pressed onto each other. That space, that air right between where our lips would meet, get jealous every time we connect with one another. Holding each other's limitless thoughts captive by our body's unawareness of just how magnificent our closed eyes in reality are being descriptive. In fact, that love, passion, and ecstasy emits a pheromone so distinct that it drives us wild. She whispers in my ear as she licks and sucks my earlobe. Lover, these kisses are just mild compared to the level of lovemaking that will happen when our lip-locking masterpiece is complete, of our mountain-sized kiss into our dynamic minds imprint with a taste so sweet. Her lips created this atmospheric smell that excites me to the fullest. Each passing second feels like a lifetime, and I love it as an extremist that endures the reminiscent of a heartbeat that happens within our kiss. I am in eternal bliss, holding fast to my confession that I could kiss you nonstop, caressing your tongue with my tongue until your panties drop. It doesn't matter how long that takes because I would enjoy the foreplay. As my fingers visiting your juicy wet desire, as you say, baby, just kiss me and fondle me. Tell me you love me. Make me desire and crave you until I cream for you. Just kiss me until our dreams and fetishes matches too. I just want you to continue kissing me. Since I'm such a good kisser, let's see. Well, I'm guessing that's true, 'cause I done been all around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, and I never met a woman that can kiss like you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, go ahead and press 1. Let's talk about it. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours? Let's give a huge shout out to the CEO of this fine network, as well as Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hit my brother up in his inbox. Tell him thank you for Epiphany Radio. Or better yet, tell him you need some of them Raw Links. Either way, it's a win-win. Tonight we are talking about how important is a really good kiss. How important is it? Well, a really good kiss is important because it allows you to extend the depth of who you are with your mate. Creates passion, excitement. Just to press my lips against hers or her lips against mine. Anytime, every time, all the time. I love it. So it is very important. I mean, very important. Now, there are some out there that, well, maybe they just don't like to kiss. And I say emphatically that, yeah, you're not the one for me. Because if I can't kiss you, if I can't feel that passion when our lips meet, if I can't enjoy and indulge the excitement of our hearts beats racing as we're embraced and I can just kiss you, there's nothing there for us. Because I truly believe that you can tell how a person feels about you by the way they kiss you. And I'm not talking about that nice peck, you know, that night, hey, thank you, you know, I missed you too. Hey, I missed you too. I'm talking about that kiss where your tongues meet, your lips meet, and you swap a different kind of bodily fluid. But see, it's in that moment, it's not considered nasty. It is considered, oh, my God, baby, I've been missing you. I sure hope you've been missing me, too. Because, ooh, B, after a hard day, I can't wait to get home to plant my lips on yours and let you know just how much I truly missed you. Because, baby, you've been on my mind all day. Oh, there's nothing like waking up in the morning and just planting that sexy kiss. And I'm one of the kind of dudes, man, I don't care about morning breath. If we can swap spit, we can swap saliva, we can swap other bodily fluids, I can get past the morning breath kiss. I don't know about y'all, but, man, ooh, I need that kiss. And if I can't kiss you, yeah, then you might as well just keep on walking. Just keep on walking. But listen, I'm anxious to hear what you have to say about the matter. I'm anxious to hear how you feel about it. How important is a really good kiss? Well, let's find out. We're going to open the mic to the first caller of the evening, Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Miss VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I like your topic.
Thank you. I'm curious, you know, I hope I'm not the only one. I hope I'm not the only one that feels like this. I've met people that said that they didn't like to kiss. Ms. VIP, how important is a really good kiss? Let's talk about it.
Oh, it's really important. Because if I feel a connection towards someone and that someone can't kiss, it's a wrap. I can't do it. It's just that it gives you that that good feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I love to. So, but it's not there. It's not there. I can't do it either. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I'm trying to think. Have I ever dated a woman that did not like to kiss? I'm trying to think. As a matter of fact, I have. Two of them.
Really?
I have. But, kissing after they kissed me. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Kissing is like an art. It's like... It's an art. You know, it's just think about it. Think about how many lips you've actually kissed over the years.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about it. And I'll bet you never kissed the same lips the same way twice.
Oh, absolutely not. Because the feeling is different. And
exactly.
You got to be kissing, like you said.
Exactly.
Okay. So, See, see, somebody might not want to use tongue when I want to use the tongue. Come on now.
Man, listen.
You know?
First of all, you cannot be a prude. If I want to stick my tongue in your mouth and play with your tonsils, baby, you better accept. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to rub my tongue against your tongue so I can taste what you've been eating all day, yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm.
Don't give me no peck. Don't give me what's that? Yeah. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. But you're right. The feeling is different.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling is different. It's like each person is different, and you feel different about each person. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Right.
Let's talk about those one night stands too, y'all. Let's talk about them.
Oh Lord.
Mm-mm. Let's talk.
Don't even kiss.
Because listen. Kissing activates a different emotion and turns on people differently.
Mm-hmm.
I've kissed a lot of one night stands.
Mm.
And let's just say the next night it wasn't considered a one night stand. You heard me.
I hear you. Mm-hmm.
But oh God. Yes, yes, yes. So kissing gets a nod of approval from Miss VIP. Is that what I'm hearing? It is very important. That's what I'm hearing, right?
Yes, it is, and yes, you are.
Whew, my goodness. Oh, to kiss those lips, baby. And y'all heard what I said in my piece. Trace my lips with your tongue like it was your fingertips. Baby, you better make me fall in love. With that kiss. Woo! Shout out to For Real the Poet Douglas. Y'all can't see the shenanigans. He said, I'm doing a show bucking naked. I am not. My kids are running around my house, sir. Oh, man. But now that we've gotten that out of the way, Ms. VIP, what piece did you bring for us tonight?
Right. Well, I wrote it for yourself, so here it goes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Is it really in his kiss? I say yes, because if his lips I miss, it's the way he treats me, and I love him undoubtedly. But that kiss is so important because I can get lost in it. So good I get aroused by it. So damn good I come from it, depending where the kiss lands. A good kisser knows exactly what to do. His lips can kiss, lick, and suck, too. A kiss is really important. I like all forms of it. A kiss, so personal and intimate. Frankly, it's so important, I can't get enough of it, like I can do it for hours. A kiss has meaning with the right one. It can be one of caring, love, and just having fun. That one kiss can determine sex or make a love. Because if you're led by the physical and the kiss isn't good at sex, if you have chemistry, you're going to make love because of the need to kiss. So think about the next person you're with. And if it's a good kiss, guaranteed you'll want it again and again. Because it's the one you'll miss. And that's that piece.
She said, if it's a good kiss, she will get aroused by it. You know what? That sounds like a For Real the Poet Douglas line. I can hear him now. I can just hear him. He said, if it's a good kiss, baby, I will get aroused from it. And we will kiss life together. We will travel coast to coast and kiss life together. But, hey, we're not talking about it. We're talking about your piece. But this is, hey man, I love this piece, Miss VIP. Oh my God, it was so sexy. I'm glad I was on mute, because as you went through that line right there, I was like, yes, my God, yes, I was hollering. My kids probably think something wrong with me, but it's all good. It's all good. But I love this piece right here. This is, I mean, there's no greater truth than the words that you speak in this piece.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if the kiss is good, I might just come from it. Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. I love it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
You starting some flames. Let's talk about it. You starting some flames now. Now, before I get you over to the VIP lounge, some imported champagne right here from California, yay, in the U.S. Make sure you get you a glass. Stick around. But I can't let you go just yet. I can't let you go just yet. I need you to let everybody know what you're going on the Epiphany Radio Network.
All right. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my beautiful diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And the topic right now is up for discussion, so, but no matter what it is, it's guaranteed that it's going to be good. So y'all come on through.
Y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? The topic is up for discussion. And let me tell y'all something. When those topics is up for discussion and they're not ready yet, y'all better hold on tight, put your seatbelts on, because that means it's going to be pretty, pretty steamy, if you know what I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for telling us about how important that kiss is and being transparent and your peace. Now, get on over to that VIP lounge, Miss VIP, and have your glass of that bubbly.
Well, thank you so much. I will. One love.
One love. And remember to take your socks off.
Baby, baby.
There it is, y'all. Check Miss VIP out this coming Wednesday for the Erotic Love Zone. And let me tell y'all something about that show, man. That show will make you feel some type of way. I'm just telling you. So listen. Don't come up there Wednesday nights, Epiphany Radio, thinking that you're going to get some, some nice romance. You might get some nasty stuff. But speaking of nasty stuff in the Erotic Love Zone, coming up next is Epiphany's own host, the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone, the host of Poetic Therapy, also the host, one-third host of the Soul Cafe, guess what, y'all? The 17th. Not this Monday, but the following Monday, the Soul Cafe will be back. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Perla La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben.
How you doing, honey?
Yo, I'm like, who the fuck is he talking to like that? Listen to this shit. You're just talking that shit. I'm like, hold the fuck up. Wait a minute. Let me sit up. That was, I don't even know what to say about that, but this shit was sounding real good. I'm like, okay.
Thank you.
Yo,
you know, I felt like
commentary afterwards, too. Oh, my God.
Man, listen, La Perla Negra, listen. I love kissing, baby. I love kissing. You know, it's just something about it, man. Listen, you know, one of the things that me as a man, seeing you naked is nice, right? I'm a visual person. Men are visual creatures. Seeing you naked is, it'll get me there. But if you really want me to be into it, you really want me to be into you, baby, kiss me. Kiss me like you mean it.
Yo.
Shut up.
Let me tell you something. You're going to ask the question first, and then I'll tell you my response. Because
Okay, listen. Y'all hear this? La Perla Negra ready to go in. She ready to go. So, La Perla Negra, how important is a really good kiss?
Well, first, before I get into my piece, I'm going to respond with this. Oh, wait a minute, my phone's off. You know, a good kiss especially from a good kisser, oh my God, it'll melt you. You know, it'll have them in their heads questioning silently, why are you kissing me like this? You know what I mean? But it can bring about toxicity as well. So it teaches them, you know, how it's supposed to be done because it's making love. It forms a bond of desire and intimacy.
Yes.
It causes you to unconsciously relinquish the need for control. Because what she say? Kisses don't lie. Okay.
Yes.
So
you talk about this toxic kiss, right? Because I talked about it in my piece too. Y'all want to know what a toxic kiss is?
Oh Lord.
Let me tell you what a toxic kiss is. Let me tell you what a toxic kiss is. Where my women at with dreads? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Y'all listening? Come closer.
Hey.
Here's a toxic kiss. When a man grab you by the back of your hair and hold those dreads and pull your hair back ever so gently and kisses you passionately, and then he tells you, don't you close them eyes. You look at me while I'm kissing you.
You play too much. He ain't lying. You ain't lying.
That no. Man, listen. I'm different. I'm sorry. I'm different. Like passion, excitement, energy, especially when you're in love with that person. I mean, really in love with that person.
Yeah.
Baby, you kiss me in the morning when I'm leaving. I want to have that kiss on my lips all day. I might not even want to eat or drink anything because that kiss was so good. Because when I come home, I'm going to be hungry. I'm going to be hungry. Lord have mercy. Hey, we supposed to be talking about kissing, y'all. This show ain't supposed to be having me this hot.
Yo, you did this time. You on one tonight, though. I'm going to get it to you.
You know, for real, I did take the shirt off, brother. I'm halfway there. Because my God, it is hot. I came out the room to cut the air down. I asked my 11-year-old, I said, baby girl, is it hot? She said, no, daddy, it's not hot. I said, then why am I sweating?
Yeah.
I am hot, y'all. This is not. I'm hot. Let me drink some water. La perla negra. So from what I'm hearing that a really good kiss is extremely important. That's what I'm hearing, right?
It is. I play in my piece. Yes, it's very important.
Well, let me allow you to have the mic. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Good kiss is major. Like that famous kiss in the rain and the iconic Love Jones. But see, it wasn't just that moment their lips touched. That moment she responded to him when he called her name from across the street. Standing in the rain, where you fell in love. Because you just know it's going to lead to one of two things. Tears of a final real goodbye, or that beautiful, sweet kiss. Now, I'm an amazing kisser. And I love to be kissed. Longed for it even by one who knows how to respond to the passion in me. The kiss just is amazing. Think about having that one that's a good kisser that can draw out the best in you. Chase away the fear in you enough to set your hurt aside, all the while keeping the fire burning.
For he even leans in to touch the softness of my lips. My mind and body have already had a collision of wanting to just feel the warmth and sensation of him inside. Almost as if heaven is breathing the winds of his truth, giving me life. It isn't his words. We just connect. And I'll never ask, but I still haven't been kissed in the rain. And that's that piece.
Y'all, oh God, y'all hear that? She says she still hasn't been kissed in the rain. Baby. This piece right here was hot. Ooh, this was hot. By the end of the piece, somebody better be ready to grab the dreads, pull your head back. Look in the eyes. Let the rain just drip down on you.
Lord.
I say, don't you close your eyes. You better look at me while I'm kissing you. I don't care if we're getting wet. I don't care. Whew, my God. Yeah, I don't get started. Don't get started tonight.
Ooh, Lord.
La Pearl La Negra, you and this piece and the way you talking. Hey y'all, what Usher say, y'all? What he say? He say, make every minute worth it, baby. All right. Yeah. So, La Pearl La Negra, would you please?
Yeah.
Hey, man, look, listen. Y'all going to have to wait tonight. I got her right now. I'm the boss. I got her right now. You heard me. I got her right now. We having a conversation. We talking about kissing. All right. Okay. All right. Stay your place. Okay. All right. Now back to you. Can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe, Epiphany Radio Network, the next phase online radio, your poetry outlet? Let them know what you got going on.
Sure. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Whew. Coming up, I believe, is Monday after next. I'm going to just start saying alternating Monday nights. I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with Epiphany's own CEO, For Real the Poet, and Poetic. Now, that's a place where you can come through and learn how to tap into your creative side, because we have a segment of the show called Pick Up Your Pen. Y'all gonna love it. I'm gonna definitely love it. Every Wednesday night, ooh, child, I'm one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. Riati. Now, as she said earlier, the topic is up in the air. You know how we like to put y'all. But y'all come on by Wednesday night anyway. And get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, Poetic.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey, the security team is anxiously awaiting you in the VIP lounge. But they said, I need to do this before you go. So hold on 1 second.
Let me see it. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that is true.
Yeah. So, get on over there. They got a couple of bottles from the champagne from Cali waiting on you. They already got the curtain up. Whew. I don't know what you do to them boys. I don't know what you do to them, but They wait.
I'm over
to get on over there. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl La Negra on her way to the VIP lounge. One love, one mic,
one
and take your mics off.
Baby, baby.
Woo. So this how y'all doing tonight, huh? This how y'all doing? This how y'all coming? Two dynamic pieces. Yeah, man, it's hot. Oh, God, it's hot. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to keep the rest of my clothes on, y'all, because it's a little warm. It's a little warm. It is a little warm. But we're going to keep the party going. Next up on the mic, y'all, yes, some masculine energy right now. We got my brother, Epiphany Zone, one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you King Atterbury. What's good with you, King?
What's going on, bro? You know what I mean?
How you feeling, brother?
How's it going?
Doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm cool, man. You know, I'm over here at the Spiz IE. Chilling, listening in to all this fly poetry, all this fly talk. You know what I mean? If I was
brother,
home, I'd have my shirt on, too. Especially here in them
Mama. I know, right? See?
I'd be like,
see? Not just me.
I'd be very comfortable in the crib. But I'm at work, so, you know.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Yeah, I know. I know. It's all good, though. It's all good, though. But, hey, man, please, man, listen. We done heard from the ladies. You done heard from me. I need to hear from one of my brothers, and you are here, brother. So let's talk about it. How important is a really good kiss?
It's something else, man. You know what I'm saying? As I've been told, you know what I mean? One kiss by King, and it's a wrap. I mean, they kind of, they don't lose their mind, but they just, they feel something tingle in their system. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. Like, this, I can't believe this dude kissed me like this first time. Yeah, first time won't be the last time.
Won't be let, hey, tell them, bro, you got to make them want something, right? You got to make them want something. That's,
yeah,
you know what?
You know what
I think that's why some ladies be afraid of that first kiss after that, on that first date. That's what I think. That's what I
think.
Because
they might not be able to handle themselves.
Yeah.
I don't want
to fall too soon for this guy. I mean, the date was nice. He's a gentleman. He smelled good. His hair was done right. Man, I can't kiss him. I can't kiss him. Not on the first date. No. And before you know it, y'all exchanging tongue energy.
Exactly. That connection already be right there. You've been talking. Then all of a sudden, when you see each other, you know what I'm saying? The eyes meet up. You know what I'm saying? Lock in. You know what I'm saying? That's that invisible beam right there. And you already know once to look. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As soon as you go in, it's right there. You know what I'm saying? But to come across a bad kisser, that would be like, oh.
Oh, man, listen.
What just happened?
Bruh,
Sterling,
bruh,
Twilight Zone.
Now, I did not talk about bad kisses, right? Because I didn't want to put anybody on blast, but I have had some bad kisses. I remember in college, I was so attracted to this girl, man. She was fine, short, petite. Just, you know, I had this thing for short women, petite short women back then. And, bro, this sister couldn't kiss, bro. Man, do you know how much of a major turnoff that was for me?
I one can only imagine, bro.
Bruh, listen. It was such a major turnoff for me that I never wanted to explore anything physically intimate with her. That's how bad it was.
Damn.
And she was fine, too. I mean, she was everything. She. Dang, why you had to bring up that memory, bro?
that's like a chick don't know how to make a sandwich. I mean, For real. A bad kiss is like a chick not knowing how to make a sandwich.
Bruh, you mean she can't even make a peanut butter and jelly? Come on.
I mean, can't even put cheese and luncheon meat on the sandwich. Probably put two of mayonnaise on that. I experienced that. That's my favorite.
Are you serious?
I was mayonnaise on the side of my face. I was like, what the fuck? Damn. I said, girl, easy on the mayo. Dang.
Hey, ladies. Hold on. Ladies, go into the event page, right? Go into the event page. And let's answer a question within the question. When y'all see a man, do you know instantly whether or not by his lips you're going to kiss him or not? This I've got to hear. Question within the question. King, you did that. You did that. Bruh. But go ahead, man. She can't even make a sandwich. This is like a woman that can't make. Oh, my God.
Bro, I lied to you. I took a bite of this sandwich, and I had, like, all this mayonnaise on the side of my face. I was like, damn, really?
Maybe she wanted to see what you'd look like, bro.
Bro, this wasn't even junior high school. This is high school. All right?
Oh, we all cut crap. So she was just trying. Hold on. She couldn't make a sandwich in junior high? Hey, who's her mama? Who's her mama? Let's talk about it.
This is high school.
High school, bro?
High school. So you know who made the sandwich? One of the other girls that was there. Here you go, Jill. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Jeez.
Right. Oh, man, that's crazy, bro. That's serious. Serious. Can't even make a sandwich.
The only reason I ate the second sandwich is I was hungry anyway. I mean, and she ain't putting up meat and cheese on it. Oh man.
Hey, y'all, listen. Word to the wise. Word the
sandwich
to the
wise. Was sloppy.
Ladies. If you're going to make him a nice lunch meat sandwich, make sure it's thick and hearty, because we as men, we like our sandwiches like we like our women, thick and hearty.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yo, wow,
look,
bro.
I should have told her, make sure the ends is cut off.
Oh, man. You know what's crazy? Let me tell you something. What's crazy, as a kid, talking about the ends of the sandwich, I never liked the ends on my bread. But now, hey, man, that's a part of the sandwich. I make sure the meat covers all areas of that sandwich. You know, I make sure it's nice and every edge, nook and cranny of that sandwich got some mayonnaise on it.
Man,
so
my grandma was from the South. She wasn't trying to hear all that. You got to eat all of that bread.
You better eat all of that.
Yeah. Like, what? You done cut the edges off. Where you come from? Eat that bread.
Right.
You're like, okay, Grants.
Yeah, hey,
man,
that's
that kiss with a chick, man, you know what I'm saying? That kiss is the magnetic force field around the two. The magnetic force field around the two, because you already know where you at. Like I said, once them eyes lock in, that's the invisible beam right there. You already know what's coming and what's going. And what's already in between? All you need to do is meet up.
That's true. Hey, man, you know what's sexy? I'm gonna tell you what's sexy. That energy right before your lips lock. That space right between your lips before your lips lock.
That's right.
You can feel that. Oh man, man,
it's already in the air.
Bruh. All right, my brother. Now that we gotten that out of the way, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming through and representing for the fellas, my man.
No doubt,
but,
no doubt.
Stay on us tonight, bro.
Yeah, man. I had to come through for you, my brother. You know what I'm saying? So I wrote this piece called "Dear Lover."
My man, the mic is yours.
It's one thing to embrace one another as the eyes close. While sensations of a smile know how exactly the heart glow. That slight feeling, once upper and bottom match the opposite. Exposure of compassion start to happen within confidence. This is it, the moment where your breathing is irregular. Deep emotions pulsating around ventricles, no pressure. as the lips attach to each other while the tongues slide through. What I know or knew is something special that has brewed. Cool, laid back, reserved, a couple, first timing. As these words come over lining, this J-Dub rounding, face to face, eye to eye, allow the time to pass us by. We both enjoy the natural high. Who needs the sky? King.
Bro, my man, enjoy the natural high. Did y'all even know that a kiss can help release some things that creates a natural high?
That's right.
Bruh, man, you better educate him, King.
A natural high is everything, you know what I'm saying? A natural high is just, that's organic. You know, I'm a natural high person anyway. You know what I'm saying? Some people are like, oh, you must be on something. You acting all crazy. I'm like, no, that's just me, my personality. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a special person to know and understand that natural high that I be on. You know what I'm saying? Or you probably just think I just be acting weird. I don't be acting weird. I'm just like that. And for the one who received that kiss or she be in that mental bliss with me, you know what I'm saying, she already knows. She's like, oh, how did he pull that out of me? You know what I'm saying?
My man.
It won't be the second time around. It'll just be that one hot moment, that one last dance.
Bruh. That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this now? I mean, this is coming from a king's perspective. I love it, bro. Yeah. I love it, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, man, I appreciate you. Now, before I get you over to that VIP lounge, don't worry about what's happening on the right side as you're walking in. I mean, I know it's a lot of movement behind those curtains, but that's just Danielle's security team doing what they do, man. But let everybody know what you got going on Monday night.
Monday night in the Epiphany Universe is King and Queen's Quarters with myself, host King Lighterberry, and my co-host Queen Simmons, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you know what I mean? And it's dope and fly where we get busy with some music and some poetry, you know what I mean? So y'all come on through, you know what I'm saying? Epiphany got something going on every day of the week. Right up. And on Tuesdays, we have the Poetry Corner, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Let's Talk Network, where it's live and direct. You know what I'm saying? Come through Facebook, YouTube at 8 p.m. And every other Thursday is King's Dream, where we highlight a poet with artistry and other things going on out in the world. Me, your host, King Atterbury, on there too. Every other Thursday, 8 o'clock. Back to you, Pope.
My man, my brother. Appreciate you, man. Listen, I'll get you on over to that VIP lounge. And,
all right.
Stick around, man. Enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my good brother coming through.
Thank you.
Your socks off.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, King Atterbury, check him out. This coming Monday, him and Queen Simmons. King and Queen's Quarters. Man,
I came home from work. All I wanted was a beer and see someone twerk. It's Friday, and I'm ready to turn up. Single and no dates lined up. Gotta get in them streets, see what's popping. Can't let nothing stop me. Wait, hold up. It's time for Let's Talk About It. The radio show on Epiphany? Let's get it. Time to take my socks off and get comfy and do date night differently. Tonight's topic? You just have to tune in and see, because there won't be no debate. Now tell me, can anyone relate?
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, For Real Entertainment Network. I am Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Take your socks off.
Doing date night differently. Epiphany Radio. Let's talk about with your host, Van Melons. Poetically.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the next phase in online radio, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press 1 when you get here so that you can engage and let's talk about it tonight. How important is a really good kiss? Now, I got a call from this duo, and they said I got to, you know, kind of reset the atmosphere just a little bit. So if you don't mind, give me a moment.
Turn your light down low and pull your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Yeah. It's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl. But it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl. On time, on time.
Wow.
I want to give you some love.
All right, we got the lights turned down low. Are we ready to continue kissing? Are we? But I sure am. Next up on the mic, we got our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm very, very warm, I have to say.
Yes. Join the party, Lady A. Join the party. I'm already half naked, okay? I'm already half
naked. Oh, my God.
There
is nothing, nothing on the earth that a person can experience that a perfect kiss.
Oh, my God, yes.
Seriously.
And isn't it amazing when the two of you feel the same way?
Oh, absolutely.
You just can't wait. To lock lips and be like, oh my God.
And you can do it just kissing each other for hours.
Oh, hours. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Then be like, look, be like, probably maybe 20, 30 minutes in. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Get your chapstick because I know we're wearing each other's lips out. You get some, I'm going to get some, and let's get back at it.
Did I mention I'm 5'2"?
You are 5'2"? Oh, y'all
yes.
Hear that? Y'all hear that? She let me know now. She let me know. She's that fun size. 5'2". Fun size.
Fun size. That's right. Oh,
you know what?
Goodness.
It's crazy. It's crazy because both of my ex-wives are 5'2". Isn't that crazy?
Is that right?
Yep. They're both 5'2".
5'2". Is a good package, you know, for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess I loved the way the women... those two actually looked up at me. There's something about that. I have to be honest. There's definitely something about that.
Well, and there's something about a man that's bigger than you enveloping you with his arms, too. Like, just, Yes. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Lady A. Ooh, see, you're making it more hotter in here, Lady A. You're making it more hotter. It's getting warm.
Oh, my God. I wanted to bring a really good poem, and I found this one in my archives, and it was written about a kiss 4 years ago.
Ooh,
and
okay.
Yeah, it's just I agree with you 100%. Like, kissing is, and not a lot of people know how to do it.
Isn't that sad? Oh my God.
It is sad. It's almost sickening. Like when you get somebody that's slobbering on you or their tongue's down your throat or like, no, that's not how you do
it. Watch it now. Watch it. Because listen, because I
don't tell me you're a slobberer.
I will slobber on you and have my tongue down your throat. I sure will. But I will say this. As I said earlier, there is an art to kissing. If you're going to be a slobber and have your tongue down somebody's throat, you better make sure that it is so passionately done.
Because you don't want to be sliding off, eh?
You don't want to slide off. It's like, wait a minute. What are you doing? What are you doing? Baby.
Yeah. Nice, juicy.
No, you're right, though. There you go. Succulent. Juicy.
Succulent, yes.
Whew, my God. My God.
Okay.
All right. Whew. Hot.
Love
the mic is yours.
Thank you. Love songs. Tender lips, melodic kiss, ethereal. Hands, fingers caress, divine, sensorial. Poetic voice, balmy upon my skin. Your arms strong, wrap around to hold me in. Linger, love, linger longer. Lingering lips languish. A kiss conveyed, displayed, portrayed. Love's language. Perfect kiss I so miss. Every sense aware. Flawless bust on lips brush. Ah, no one can compare. Velvet tongues touch, twirl. Make music and sing a song. Our love songs composed upon our mouths lifelong. Unsaid words were sweetly heard on plump lips kissed. Reminisce his love, his kiss. I cannot unkiss. End poem.
Ooh, Lady A, do me a favor. Please do me a favor and reread those last few lines. Please.
Okay. Velvet tongues touch, twirl, make music, sing a song. Our love songs composed upon our mouths lifelong. Unsaid words were sweetly heard on plump lips kissed. Reminisce his love, his kiss, I can't unkiss.
Oh, my God. Y'all, she said velvety tongues. His kiss, I can't unkiss. Man, listen, y'all don't even understand. That type of kiss right there that you can't unkiss, that's like one of the beautifulest kisses. It's like, oh, my God. You know, it's kind of like this is how it should be. It should be like this. You know how when you go to a concert and it's like your favorite, you're like top of the line artist that you finally get to see, and you right up close at the stage, you right there, and maybe they might have like a towel and they wipe their brow and they just throw it at you and you catch it and you holding on to it like it's yours, and because that's your favorite artist, you know, just please don't faint, but because that's your favorite artist, you're happy that you got something so personal from them that you were in that moment. That's how that kiss should be. It should be like that. When you kiss, it's something that you don't want undone. You want to feel that. You want to hold on to that forever. I mean forever. Ooh, God, Lady A.
Oh, listen, you know what? I'm dreaming about it now. I mean, yeah, okay. It's getting hotter in here. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Yes.
You know,
there
you
is
just
nothing like
just
it.
Snuckle that just bottom lip just gently, you know, and the tip of his tongue, and play around at the tip of his tongue, and just suckling each other's lips in that way. And then, oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. I could be still up if you get on a plane, so.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Because,
no,
Lady A,
it's
listen,
beautiful.
Listen, if I left out the house right now, it might be a problem. Cause I'm declothing, not disrobing.
They
I'm declothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just you
yes,
know.
Yes, I do.
I'm there.
I do.
I'm there. I'm just there. Cause I'll be honest with y'all. I had no intention on making a show like this, but when you talking about a kiss, come on, y'all. A kiss should take you there. It should take you there. Otherwise, why the heck is you kissing? You know
I'm
what?
I'm going to give you a quote. Do you read any of Pablo Neruda's poetry?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Oh, just such a beautiful romantic poem, poet. And one of the lines that he wrote in one of his poems, it says, "In one kiss, you'll know all I haven't said."
Ooh, my God.
That beautiful?
Is a serious, seriously beautiful line. And oh, my God. Now you're going to have to send me some of his work now. Now I have to read that piece.
Oh,
I need
to
read that piece.
Yeah, he's a beautiful. I love his work. Very romantic.
Thank you so much for that, Lady A. Thank you for your transparency. Thank you for your peace. Now, there's some imported champagne from California. The waiters and waitresses have some bottles floating around the VIP lounge. So they're waiting on you. So go on over there.
All right, I'm going right over.
And mingle and stick around and enjoy the show. Yeah, definitely get dressed. Listen. The security team is already over there with Danielle, and they already half naked. So,
thank you so much for the topic.
Thank you. Absolutely. It's my pleasure. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Oh, man. Y'all see, you see this? This is what I'm talking about. The energy, just exactly what does a kiss do to you? How important is a really, really good kiss? Next up on the mic, we have the other half host of the Monday night duo, King and Queen's Quarters. We have Queen Simmons gracing us tonight. Hey, Queen Simmons.
Hey, Poetic. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am amazing. You guys, that was so beautiful, that poem Lady A just wrote. I want to give her a props.
Yes.
But it's been an amazing
yes.
show. Yes.
Thank you so much. Well, y'all are making it amazing. Let me just tell y'all, and I know that you are about to add to it, but listen, I, Queen Simmons, I'm hot right now. Okay, I am hot. This poetry, these responses, these answers, I'm hot. I'm drinking water. You know, like La Perla Negra and VIP like to do when they show, oh, got my water ready. Yeah, I'm drinking it. It's not working. It's just not working.
It's not. And the night is still young. You don't even know what you're here for.
I didn't. I'm sitting up here like, we're going to talk about kissing. We're going to talk about how good it is. I had no idea I was going to get hot. Lord.
Kissing is the most passionate thing. It makes everything after more intimate, in my opinion, you know, because I was someone 22 years that did not like to kiss at all, and to know what it's like to be kissed passionately and then just have that, it's like everything else seemed a little vanilla. It's like not adding the seasoning to your favorite food to take the kiss out of it. It's just not. It just don't hit the spot just right unless you have that oneness, that true intimacy that comes from just a... Yeah.
You
can't
give
it to everybody, though, because, you know, the herpes is
right
around the town.
You're right. The crazy thing is, no, you didn't just say that, but okay, but I got you. But listen, though, but the crazy thing is you have that kiss that's spurned out of lust versus mm-hmm. that kiss that's spurned out of intimacy. And I will mm-hmm. take the kiss of intimacy any day. I don't want to just kiss for lust, right? Like,
right.
I don't want to do that because I feel like that if you're going to share a kiss with someone, it better mm-hmm. be meaningful, right?
Yeah.
It better be meaningful. Right. It's got to have something to add to that moment when it happens. Like,
right.
you know, it's like your expectation when you're going to get ice cream. I don't know if any of you are like me. Like, I will have the intention of going to get ice cream to try a new flavor, but when I get something and says, "Baby, you are not going to just not pick me today, are you?" Let me go ahead and get my butter pecan. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I know how satisfying for me that will be. Like, yeah, I like other ice cream flavors, but 10 times out of 10, I'm grabbing the butter pecan because I know she's not going to do me wrong. She's going to taste so succulently juicy. She's going to be everything that I expect. She's going to be all that. And that's how that kiss has to be. That intimate kiss has to be all that. Listen, have y'all ever had a kiss that just made your mouth water? Oh, my God. Come on. Please tell me I'm not the only one.
I've had a kiss where his hand was in a small on my back, and it's just like you know how it feels like someone can almost read your mind? It was soft when it needed to be soft and more passionate, and you know, like you said, put the hand in the back of your head and just...
Yes.
Yeah, that. Yes. But it's got to be timed. It has to be in tune. It's like a dance with the mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely, because listen, I told y'all, I done had some bad kisses. I have. I have. And the women whom I've had the pleasure of kissing that did not like kissing ended up liking kissing after they kissed me. Because I take kissing very seriously. It's a serious thing. Man, listen. I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all ain't never been married, okay, if you are married, okay, that kiss after you say I do, baby, with both my wives, they had to remind us that we were standing at the altar.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
I'm just saying. You should have the wherewithal to kiss intently. You know, what's the popular saying today? I'm dating with intention. Well, why aren't you kissing with intention?
You should be kissing with intention, talking with intention.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holding hands, walking, everything, praying. You know,
definitely.
People don't know how to get into one another, really. And it's just so superficial that none of it is all just it's like performance theater. Nothing is...
Nothing
genuine
is,
for a lot of people, but
genuine. It's like, oh, I can act, I can perform. And y'all do realize that we could tell when you truly want to kiss and when you don't.
Yep. Right.
Especially those of us that love kissing. We could tell.
Yeah.
Like, man, ain't no way. I'm going to stop that kiss right there. Hold on, baby. Hold on.
Sure.
We ain't got to kiss. If that's not what you want, we ain't got to kiss because I take kissing seriously. I mean, seriously.
Right, like, time's out. Huddle up. Let's talk about this.
Right.
Where your
like,
headspace at?
Look. This is what we do. I'm going to go to my huddle and talk to my team. You go to your huddle and you talk to your team. And then we'll come back and huddle and, you know, try it again.
Try it again. We're not going to shortchange one another like this. We're not going to do that.
Right. And, you know, it's crazy because, you know, when you think about it, and you think about all the kissing you see on television, right? Okay. All right. Yeah, that's TV. You think about all the kissing you see from your friends or your peers. And, you know, you got people that just be like, I'm not going to kiss you like that in front of everybody. Well, speak for yourself because I'm going to kiss you whether I'm in front of everybody or not. The hell with them. This is my kissing moment.
I know that's right. Yes, own it. Own it.
Don't get me started. Please don't get me started. So the consensus is out. So far, everybody tonight has really expressed that a really good kiss is really important. So, whew, man, I'm sweating, y'all. I'm sweating. Queen Simmons, now that we've gotten that out of the way, what piece did you bring for tonight?
Okay, I have a piece. It's not as bad as the other one that you watched.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, she. Oh, God. Okay, good. The mic is yours.
Okay. All right. While my lover sleeps, I listen closely to the symphony that plays as he lays splayed across my bed, cradling my head, tucked in close, his arms and my body intertwined. This feels like ever after this time. This feeling reminds me of fresh baked bread wafting up from a hearthside homestead. This feels sacred, wrapped and flanked in each other like blankets. I feel content. I close my eyes and listen to the lullabies. His heartbeat strums against my back, playing a gentle pitter-pat. Even his snores are gentle beasts, gently calling out to me. They begin as a growl in his barrel chest, followed by the gentlest puff that is his out-breath. Cocooned like womb, at peace together, I could lay here like this forever. So often I selfishly long for a life where you could just speak into me. With the moon as your timepiece, our dreams as a compass, I long to be the freedom in your free time and the belly full of butterflies in your favorite song. I long to be in your arms. I'm remiss at the missing of your delicate kisses, the warmth of a cuddle in your baby soft whiskers, indifferent to every sentiment beyond our bedpost. See, it's placid here on the surface of this kiss. It's a lake with no end. It's an eternity etched in goose flesh skin. It's urgently easy here, a relentless surrendering to the warmth of another sun, to the tide of a new moon. Here is a dope poem with no ending, water with no bottom, too deep to dive in. Here is me, clay, pliable, for the first time in forever. Here is satiated hunger for unfamiliar foods and truths as juicy as forbidden fruit. It's so tranquil here on the surface of this moment, this easy skin river, this melding so perfect, so purple like my favorite color, and fresh bruises. It's like knowing something unfamiliar. It's in my guts. It's in my skin like your scent. It's in my dreams. It's on my mind. It's in your hands here. It's in my face. It's in your beard like my fingers. It's somewhere between before, ever, and after, and it exists for an eternity that is so, so easy. I could live on the surface of it forever, like hope lives on a dandelion puff wish. Here is me. Here is you. Flesh, perfect, giving and taken in equal measure. Here is neither greedy nor gracious. Here is yes to everything and no to forgetting. Here is tattooed behind my eyelids and emblazoned in my skin. It's a saccharine tinge left on my lips. Here nothing is forbidden and all is light. Sun and feather, here is flight. His kiss is branded on my soul. I take a second to thank God for keeping him whole. I kiss him on his frontal lobe and pray for his peace. I think all these things as my lover sleeps. And that's that piece.
My God, my God, my God, my God. This piece is everything. Let me just tell you, baby, I will swim through Lake Placid and fight through those crocodiles for that kiss. Man, listen, that wordplay was sick. That wordplay was sick. And just the deep kisses, man, you talked about deep kisses. Oh, my God, there was so much you said in this piece.
Thank you.
This was beautifully scribed. And Queen Simmons, why'd you got to be adding to the heat that I'm already experiencing? Why?
You know what? You did it first. I was actually at a party. It was getting a little too people-y anyway, but I stepped out and sat in the car, and I started listening, and you were reading that piece. And I was like, you know what? Forget that. I'm going to see what's going on tonight, because date night is officially the hottest place in town right now. So
I know that's
I'm
right.
in the car
I
while they're partying.
Right.
So you tell me what you did.
Hey, listen. I will take that. I will take that. Because, man, look, I got my rag wiping my head. Y'all know I'm bald, so I'm wiping my head, you know, the sweat. Mm. Man, listen, I love this piece. Love it.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you. Now, before I get you over to the VIP lounge, would you please let everyone know what you got going on in the Epiphany universe?
Certainly. So this Monday night, we are talking about the I Am statements on King and Queen's Quarters, your I Am poems, those poems where you affirm yourself. We want to hear those this Monday night. Going to mix that up with some really cool music to form a, you know, an inspiring vibe. That's Monday night, 9 p.m., King and Queen's Quarters. And, of course, on Tuesday night, I'm not sure the topic, but make sure that you join us at 8 p.m. on the Let's Talk Network for some additional dope poetry. That's all we have going on for us.
Man, listen, mm-hmm. y'all had better come through and check King and Queen's Quarters out. And then Tuesday night, Let's Talk Poetry. Why? One reason is because Queen Simmons is going to be there. And if you enjoy what she did tonight, just imagine how she's going to make you feel on Monday.
Mm. You're making me feel like, thank you. Thank you.
Nah, thank you. Man, listen, you one got me all hot. What you mean? What you mean? I'm making you blush. I'm over here sweating.
Ooh.
Man, listen.
You're giving out too many visuals for the ladies, man. We already saw. So you wiping the sweat off your brow, and you don't have on a shirt. What else is
That's
going
correct.
On over there?
That's correct. I've already taken off the pants. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's going down.
Oh, pants are off. Ladies.
They're
ladies,
off.
It's not
They're
a
off.
Drill.
It is not a drill. This is where I am. But I'm going to get you on over to the VIP lounge so you can grab you some of that bubbly before you go back into the party. Because, man, listen, they over there cutting up at the VIP lounge. So get on over there and have yourself some bubbly. One love, one mic.
Right.
Take your socks off.
Baby. One love, one mic.
Yo, that was Queen Simmons. I mean, Lord have mercy. All right, I can cool down now. I can cool down a little bit because next poet happens to be none other than the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. Baby,
baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
What do, man? Poetic?
What
it do, poetic? Let me tell you something poetic, but I will kiss the shit out of Queen Drina. Boy, I will kiss the shit out. I'll suck her gut in. Man, I'll stretch her neck holding her softly. Man, I will kiss the shit
my
out
man.
Of you, Queen Drina.
My man. My
well, yes,
man.
I will. Ooh, I'll kiss the shit
yeah,
out of
her. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my lips need someplace to be right now.
Down with all that juicy goodness. Woo. Tell her, bro. Tell her, man.
Oh,
it's
I will,
okay, bro.
Tell her again.
This is a safe. This is a safe.
Shit
let it
of
out,
Queens Union. Okay, all right. You told me to tell her.
Wait, just right. let it all out.
Shit out of her. But what would you say? Let it out. I'd,
let
man,
it out.
I, let me tell you something. I'd climb in her. I put up because she's tall. I put a ladder up against her, man.
My
and
man.
Climb up.
My
I'd
yes,
climb
sir.
Through her mouth
yes,
like
sir.
A cavern, or in search of that special man. I kissed it after that piece. I kissed her.
Man,
the
what?
Queen Dreamer.
What?
Mm-hmm.
My God.
I'd suck the oxygen from her toes. She would have skinny toes when I'm finished, bro.
Yo, he says skinny toes. Skinny toes.
Skinny toes. Yes, I will deflate you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad somebody understands.
Hey, man, listen. I understand. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
because the way she write these pieces, man, listen, mm-hmm. I told you she had that piece the other night. I was like, yes, ma'am, I'm ready to get married again. Just promise me you'll do all those things
that
you talk about in that piece. Bruh. Go back to the archives. Listen to The Erotic Love Zone, and you will hear exactly what I'm talking about. You hear it.
Listen, bro.
That piece gonna make you wanna do it again. I promise you.
You sure?
It ain't no way you can listen to that piece and not say, man, I'm going to the store and find you a ring right now. Promise you, bro.
Hey, I'm gonna do it again with the author or that shit.
My man, there you go. Listen.
You heard that, Trina?
Man.
Shake a leg.
Whew. Like I said, man, these things got me hot tonight, bro. You know, so I need you to de-escalate. Help de-escalate. Oh my God! Did you just say
put her lips to the phone, man, I'd make her call 911 by mistake.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about, bro. You better talk that talk. What my man say? What Darius say? He said, "Talk that talk, money. Walk that walk, money."
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Oh my God.
On all accords.
Yes, sir. Amen. But in all seriousness, how important is a really good kiss to you, bro? How important is it?
Okay. I'm going to say this, man. I don't know how to explain it. Being a poet, that shouldn't be hard, but a kiss is everything to me. A sweet, succulent, passionate kiss. A kiss does physically what we're unable to do or say verbally a lot of times. I can show you better than I can told you sometimes, type of thing. You know what I'm saying? But I love kissing, just like as you said, man. I love having someone worthy of the kiss that I've been holding on to. That kiss that's only reserved for that special someone. Everybody don't get kissed like that. You know, that one that I want to share my soul with. You know, that Harlequin stuff, that soap opera kiss. You know, that deep, passionate, forever longing and wanting type thing. And you finally get to share that. All the longings, the hunger. Yeah, kiss is everything for me, man. It's passion.
My man.
It's a song, I forget the name of the gentleman that sing it, but it's they say something about more than words can say. You know, Eric Benet sings it as well. Check that out if you can.
More than words can say. Yeah. Hey, man, listen. I posted the picture. Love Jones actually was on, and I caught the tail end of it, and I snapped the picture of the two of them kissing in that rain, and I posted it because in that moment, right before he kissed her, he was explaining at how his love for her and how he loves her was urgent than a mother. And then she was like, you know, and she told him, she was, she was like, man, your timing cannot be more off. It's like, because I live in New York. He said, I don't care. She said, how do we do this? He said, we'll figure it out. And then he was like, but we can start by getting out this rain. And then he grabbed her and he kissed her. And man, listen. In that moment, that passion, the passion from that scene, I felt it. I don't care how many times I've watched that movie, but that kiss, that moment in the rain, it happened after he expressed undying love for her.
Yes, Lord.
Bruh, and it ain't, There is no better kiss than after you've expressed some love for someone.
Yes.
Oh, my God, bro. So that goes back to everything that you're saying right now. Man, it's everything. Everything.
Bro. Hey, bro, that reminds me of, because you always mess with me about that one particular piece. I heard you
My favorite piece, bro. Hey, listen, that's my favorite piece. Don't say one particular piece. That's my favorite piece. It's my favorite because how passionate you were when you wrote it, how passionate you are when you perform it, and it's a performance, but it's one of those pieces that you have that I know that you're committed and you're dedicated to it, and it's a heart piece. Because, my brother, when you go in, you be like, and we kiss life together. Bruh, do you know how serious that line? We kissed life together. Bruh.
You know? Bruh. Hey, the part about it that gets me is breathing for one another. You know, it's something about sharing. I mean, so intimate that, you know, you're sharing each other's breaths, man. It gets no more intimate.
Yes, sir. You know, oh, my God.
From those orifices. Can I say that? Fisses? Orifices?
Orifices. I love it, man. Orifices. Yes,
you know, it's And in a sense, it's more intimate than the intimacy that follows the intercourse, you know, the kiss, man, the holding, the hugging, the breathing, the heart slowing down, you know? You know? Make it last forever. Make it last forever.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, man, my brother. Hey, listen, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to hear what Pharrell ready to hit the mic with. So we're going to go ahead and give you the mic, my brother, and let you go ahead and man, you do, baby, the mic is yours.
Thank you, my brother. All the years I've wanted, for all the years of wanting yet stumbling and ending up with nothing for all the years in search of that special something, that unknown someone, that priceless treasure, that heartfelt prayer, that prayer that was finally answered. I found her, and for all the years I've wanted, for all the years wanting, longing and wanting, wanting and longing, starving, holding in all of this hunger, I kissed her. I kissed her with uncontrollable passion. She received all of me in but a kiss. All of me through lips that longed to be kissed. Not by just anyone, but by those lips. That special one, I kissed her, her lips. I held her and I kissed her, sucking succulently in succession her lips, alternating between her lips and heaven, kissing heaven and her lips and loving every minute of it, making love our spirits on full-lit kissing. Kissing, breaths heaving, heart beating, bathing in the silence of two souls colliding. She kissed me, and I kissed her, and I kissed her, and I kissed her for all the years I wandered wanting, for all the years that I hungered, for all the years that went by starving for her. I kissed her. I kissed her. Her lips with mine, with the kiss of a lifetime of wantings, for all the years I've wanted, longingly wanting, crushing on her for all those years. Now I'm kissing her. Her lips and wanting more of her, wanting, For all the years I've wanted to kiss her. What a lips but that of doorways to bliss. Each passionate slow motion inhales inside of each other from the non-sexual orifice to one lung, one heart, one pulsating beat. Blood pressure flowing through both, water falling from head to feet, cascading spiritually, radiating in unison as we ravishly partake in this anointing. Mindfully aware of each sensation, never being in this part of the universe before, lost within the galaxy of never before, need of no more, free from gravity, we levitate above the floor, guided by a single candle's light and the night sky as our roadmap. Love is procured. Her and I become we as we kiss life together, 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 breathing for one another, as we kiss life together. Kissing as if kissing were a buffet and we were both starving for it. We kiss life together. As I kissed her. For real.
Yo. Bro, this is beautiful. I mean, oh, man, it embodies everything that we're talking about tonight. Like I said, it's one of my favorite pieces. It actually is my favorite piece. Because you do that thing that you do so well with your pieces, is you always end them like you're about to begin another piece. And I really believe that that's what everybody be waiting for. It's like, bro, man, just go ahead, keep going in. But this piece, man, we kiss life together, breathe within that same space. Bro. You're the king of sap. You are the king of sap.
Sap. Yeah, you know, I rearranged that piece because I kind of expected you to expect me to spit that piece. So
yeah,
I know what you did.
I
threw it at the end of another piece and
I
snuck it in
know
on
you.
Bro.
Like,
I appreciate
me.
It, man.
But listen.
Yes, sir.
Every time you use that line in a piece, I'm going to tell you, bro, you know how hard it is for me not to use that line in the piece? Because I be wanting to so bad. Because I know if I use that line in the piece and then I get to spit in the piece, when I get to that part of the piece, I'm going to flip to for real. So
<that's>, yeah.
So, but, man, but listen, hey, man, I'm going to have to borrow that line, man, and I'm going to have to make that a whole piece, man, because I just love man, I just love that.
It's yours, man. I can, you know, it's just relatable for anybody that's a lover, that's in love with love deeply like that would relate to that. And that's why I spit that way, man, because I'm serious about that, man. I'm serious about love, and I'm serious about having that special one to show that love to. Learned through many of the years that a lot of times it was wasted. It was wasted on I don't know if I want to say the wrong person. She just wasn't the right person. So
you know,
people aren't worthy of that.
Absolutely. You know, Paul Robeson. Not Paul Robeson. What's my man's name? Eric Robeson. Paul Robeson. I guess I got to look at some of Paul Robeson's work now that I've I spoke his name out. That means that I need to read some more of his work since his name came out. But Eric Robeson, he has that song called Lessons, And the line in there, he says that every heartbreak led me to you. And that is a deep line to look at it that way. Like, if
that's
he never went
about.
Through, if he never went through all of that heartbreak, he would have never got to the one that is right for him. So
that's
I'm trying to get myself there to look at it that way. Because man, listen, you know, can you imagine singing that to your woman? Can you imagine?
Yes, yes, yes. Imagine showing that to your woman. I've always said, man,
bro.
After all the many different ladies that I've you know, shared life with, momentarily or whatever long it was, I've always said that next person, I hope she'd be the last person, but that person, I'm going to destroy her with my love, man. She's going to receive all the passion I've been holding in. All the passion that I was unable to display to those others. And it wasn't for no reason of mine. But for whatever reason, that person is going to receive so much of me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, you know, for that person to receive that part of you, so much from you. Do you know, one thing about men that have gone through a whole lot with relationships and have been let down, one of the things that really has to happen is we have to find that one that allows us to be genuinely vulnerable with, where we can just lay down our armor and not be a protector for a moment, but just be one to lay down our armor so that we can have a safe space to be a man. Bro.
I feel that.
Whew, man. Getting deep up
there.
That's Real the Poet. That's the CEO of the network, man. He has his way of pulling things out, man. But hey, man, listen. I don't know if you're excited, but I'm excited. You got something coming up in Epiphany Radio. Would you like to let the family know you are coming up?
Yeah. You know what? Y'all got this funny way. I don't know how I keep falling for it, but y'all got this funny way of pulling me out of retirement. Yeah, but the 17th of this month, y'all, we're gonna bring back the Soul Cafe. I can't even say for a last time. No, because y'all keep playing with me. We're going to come back with some Soul Cafe in y'all up in here, hosted by myself, Mr. Poetic, Miss Pearly, and our brother, Jared up in here.
We're having Jared. Uh-oh.
Hey, it's a very fun show, y'all, built around neo-soul, R&B, hip-hop, all kinds of music. And the most fun part is creating of pieces. See, because even for this program, you don't even have to bring a piece. But we allow you to spit that piece, but we create pieces right there on the spot, and it's so much fun. We give out some phrases, we play some music, and when that music is over, you have to have written your masterpiece. Now, that music can last for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. You never know when I'll take the needle off the record. But that piece got to be done. And then we share that piece. And the other thing that we do at the Soul Cafe is we critique each other willingly. And we share in our creative writing process to get to know, you know, to be in the head of your fellow poets for a change, and see what makes them tick. What made you write it that way? What were you thinking about when you started that piece off? See, because we don't have a lot of time because the music's playing, and you don't know when it's going to stop, so you'd have to jump in and get that piece started. So
you gotta
we
get
share
started, you gotta get
in that process. And some of the best of us, you know me, I get stuck sometimes. Where did I start at? How do you start this piece? And that's called picking up your pen. And that's a very fun part of the program, y'all. So join us Monday the 17th and let's pick up our pen together. Let's share some neo-soul, you know. Grab yourself a bowl. It's good for the soul, you know. Right here at the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio, Monday night, the 17th. Opposite.
There it is.
Kings and Queens Quarters.
There it is.
With Kissable Trainer. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kissable Queen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. My brother, my brother. Hey, man, we want to get you on over to the VIP lounge, man. We're really excited about having you here tonight. You know, the champagne is from Cali, so the bill is not that expensive. So, you know, I got threatened by the station manager that I had to scale back some of the spending when it comes to, you know, to the champagne. You know, because they said that we need more mics because they've been destroying them. I mean,
I've been looking at the books, bro.
Man, yeah. Yeah, station manager let me know, so I'm glad, man. But tonight, that Californian champagne is waiting for you, my brother. So get on over to that VIP lounge and stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. And remember to take your socks off.
Baby. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic, my brother. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, that's is the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. The Real, the Poet Douglas. You heard him. In 2 weeks from Monday, Soul Cafe is back. Speaking of Epiphany, next up on the mic, y'all, we have Mr. Tuesday Night. Why is he Mr. Tuesday Night? Because he's got so many shows that pop off on Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany's host, a.k.a. Iron Man, we got Mojave on the mic. What's good with you, bro?
Soul Power, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, brother. Glad to hear you. Glad to be here with you. Thank you for coming through. How you feeling, bro?
Oh, much better. Much better. Oh, much
good,
better.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. So man, you've been hearing the shenanigans. You've been hearing what we're talking about, man. You hearing it, bro. So the great Epiphany Universe listening audience wants to know from King Drip himself, how important is a really good kiss, my brother?
You got to push the air out on that one. A kiss is everything.
Mm.
A kiss given unto a person that you are connected to, you have the proper energy for, is everything. A kiss can change everything. Given in the right way, it'll change the situation, the energy of a situation. make you change addresses, different states, cross country. Okay.
My man said, hold on. We're not gonna skate past that, Mojave. My man said, make you change addresses, skip states, cross country, a kiss, y'all. That's some powerful stuff right there. Go ahead, bro. I just had to point that out to tell you, bro.
But think about it. I mean, most of the times, everything begins and sometimes ends with a kiss. But a kiss is full of expectation, wants, desire. A kiss being given in love is even greater. Any vows that you take, you seal with a kiss. A kiss is a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
It's an agreement. It's a build between two people, created just for those two people to express mutual love, affection, admiration. Matter of fact, in Pretty Woman, right? Remember, she, you know, rich man falls in love with this quote unquote said lady of the night, and she wouldn't kiss him until she fell in love with him.
Right.
She's like, oh, kiss. It's like, you can do whatever you want to do with this body, but I can't give you my lips, because the lips were the things that would be to her soul. And then she fell in love with him when she kissed him. And so, you know, we wake up princesses with a kiss. We undo things, curses with kisses. You know, when we get hurt, when we were little, we said, well, where's our kiss? Let me kiss your boobie. We'll make it all about a kiss.
Right.
Change.
Right.
We give everything to the kiss. And 9 times out of 10, you tell somebody you really like you because why? You kiss. Kiss and make up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Beginning and ending of all different things that actually happen. You know, so for me, right, I'm not running around this world just kissing a bunch of people, you know. People, oh, kiss me, you froggy.
Absolutely.
You're kissing, nope. If I'm going to kiss you, it's because I really like you and I want you. I need you to understand all the intention that's built up inside of me that flows completely and freely through my tubes instead of pressing yours. I'm willing to exchange all of my energy for your kiss.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. And I don't care if I got to cross state lines to do it. I don't care if I got to change my address to do it. You know, it's no surprise that K Jewelers, their slogan is every kiss begins with K.
Yeah.
And another thing that you said, man, that I need to that I want to talk about, you said that in Pretty Woman she wouldn't give him his lips, but think about it, she's willing to use her lips to do other things with him,
yeah,
his body,
yeah,
but kiss him. Think about that.
Absolutely.
Like my lips can perform every other task, but they cannot kiss you. That sounds like a prompt, Mahavi. FYI, that sounds like a prompt.
It sounds like a prompt, but you know, to me, in my existence, you know, to me, people fall out of love when they don't kiss.
Yes, sir.
They don't have that proper exchange of energy of how certain things, and kisses are all given in different ways if they're going to kiss somebody. But, you know, like the anticipation of the kiss that you want,
you just brought back a painful moment. You just brought back a painful moment. I came home from my weekend visit when I was away in Orlando, 4 months working. And I would come home on the weekends to spend time with the family before I had to go back to work. And this one particular Friday night, I got home and I kissed my wife. And there was no love in that kiss. There was no "I miss you" in that kiss. There was no "I'm happy to see you" in that kiss. And I knew in that moment that we were done. Because sure enough, as soon as I woke up the next morning, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
I knew. Mm. And it's crazy because you spend so much time. We as people spend so much time with individuals, with significant others, and we end up kissing and kissing and kissing that you almost know right away when it's over because of a kiss. Bro, that's serious. That is serious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna give you my one of my trademarks. God damn. Okay.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. No, man, but it's a real thing, man. It's a real thing. You know. You can tell.
You know.
Because you can tell if you've been kissing somebody that you love, you can tell when it's not reciprocated. You can tell what's going on just because of the kiss. Like I said, I knew.
Like I understand. The funny thing is, like you just threw that out there, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. It's like, wow. I was like, oh, goddamn, shit, damn. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yep.
That's what happened. I was just for the record. Like we could, it goes both ways. Ladies,
yes, sir.
Man, stop kissing you. If he don't want to kiss you, skirts.
Yep.
Curtains.
Yep.
Get butt. You don't want nothing to do with you. But on the flip side,
but that's it.
Flip
that's
it back to the, yeah. to flip it back to the positive side. The positive.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But the anticipation of a kiss is one of the most beautiful things that can happen when you long for someone in such a way. Message, when you long for someone in such a way that you
you
can't wait to feel what their lips feel like.
Hey, what about to your point where you're longing for someone and you have yet to experience that first kiss with
them?
Wow. You know, somebody said in their piece tonight, it was Queen Simmons talking about the butterflies in your stomach.
Yeah.
Yo, and your palms be all sweaty, and you be hoping, God, I hope they can kiss. I hope, God, I hope they can kiss.
I'm gonna take it a bit deeper, man. Your butt cheeks clench.
Wait a minute.
I'm like, if you make me nervous, make my butt cheeks clench. Right? That's good stuff right there.
That's good stuff, man.
Nervous. Try to keep it all together. You know,
that
you sitting there.
That expectation is real, bro. That expectation, the anticipation. And ladies, y'all don't even realize, even though we be wanting that first kiss, we want that first kiss so we can get it out of the way. So we can get rid of
that's
the butterflies.
That's true. We do want the first kiss, but man, I love it. Man, if you won't kiss me, kiss me.
I'm saying, bro.
You know,
that's
just run
I'm
up
saying.
On
don't.
Me. Just look me in my face. You know, scratch my beard, do something crazy, look
yes,
me in my face like I'm about to kiss you, you okay? Ask me if I'm gonna be okay after the kiss. You know,
right.
That's what we know.
Right.
So you don't kiss
right.
me, kiss
right.
me. You know?
Right. Oh my
kiss
god.
Me, you know,
oh my god.
I ain't for all the dumb stuff. So don't try to come in here and be rough with me. You know, I don't do all
right.
that. Don't come.
Hey, what did Rakim say in Mahogany? Fuck around and
yeah.
see how far this could go.
So,
yeah.
Fuck around and miss the show.
Fuck around and miss the show.
That's what happens. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't keep playing
oh,
around. Come over here
and
see me. I'll take you back to high school. I go to first base, second base.
Yep, third base. Yep. Yeah, and it's crazy, bro, because you could have a whole night planned. That kiss, man, that kiss will have y'all ordering takeout, delivered to the house, y'all curled up under a blanket, watching movie. Man, listen.
I'm just telling you, kiss me. Run up and get done up. That's all. Do a drive-by with your lips.
right. Hey, but expect to stay a while.
Shut me down, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Yes, sir.
Listen.
Now we got that out of the way, bro. Hey, man, I appreciate you, man, for representing the brothers. It's only a few of us tonight, but it's all good, man. There's a balance. What piece did you bring for us tonight, bro?
I think what I'm going to do. See, I have a whole bunch of pieces on kissing. Sorry, I have a bunch of pieces on kissing, but I'm not going to be doing all of them. I'm be on my message related, stuff. I'm trying to put stuff into the universe. Hope you hear me. I'm talking to you. Type things going on. Let's see what happens. But I'm going to start this right now, then because it's going to take a while to get to it because it's slow. And then I got to adjust the levels and all that great stuff and things of that sort. But we're going to get it going because I pressed it, and it takes forever today. Oh, there it is. Just tell me if it's too loud.
Nah, it's good.
Long ago, I had a dream, someone to love, someone to open up the door within me to find me completely, whole and complete within you. We become Ankh, you womb of man, me spirit, and what could we not create that wasn't blessed or held? I am learning not to run, and I understand you. Your brokenness, how you keep yourself together when the world pulls you apart. Your heart is magnificent. Lesser beings would have failed and let the scales of hurt and would have failed, and yet here you are, by far stronger than anyone could have guessed. Not allowing anyone to dress you down. You was married to who you were and flying monkeys in the circus, but we are dream casting, and I'm sending these intentions into the universe. And I am fresh fish fry and grits. I am hot chocolate on a January day. I am warm hug and deep hold, arms holding with the strength, but with love, so tender. I am patience and wait. I'm give and safe to let you know it is never too late, and we can always begin again. To love again, to restart, to rejuvenate, to renew. And this is my promise to you, is you. Love is a journey I walk to, hoping that my soul and heart to talk to. I've learned to paint the insides of my eyes. Is the way that I fall into the ocean of your eyes, the way that clouds move across skies, how the fear of wind pushes the muscles of my cheeks to grin. How our stare removes everyone from our glare, and it's just you and I standing here. You are water and air. Pour your sight, I am there, as you pour into me your sight, intention, love, and light, so I may see you clear in the darkest night. And I pour into you bright invention, love, might, to cover you, and into my arms I hold tight, and our bodies are marionettes to what we get, acting on spirit. Giving all to the let our souls intersect and collect in actions of sex. And these lips be the get, the soul sweat, the connect to access the blessing of undressing, the spirit unfolding the lessons of pleasure, spirit raising the temperature of heat generated from bodies of sweet measure. The strings of us pulling into each other. And one day move beneath covers as we choose the habits of lovers and make each other sing. How you speak peace to my soul. I bear myself, bit hard, tears of joy come to my eyes to feel you so deeply within. Vulnerable, yell that respected, the whispers are love letters written, nestled between your breasts to hear your heartbeat, to cover and comfort. What is life without love? What is to stand in the sight of your beloved? And I want to have a whole layer of language spoken through our eyes. And these are parts of you that need loving to show you value. Create peace, loving kindness. There are places I want to go where wet dreams cascade and are made. My mind's eye skinny dipping makes it full transparency. And I want to have this full understanding of you to do what you ask, to task my touch. Shift into fifth gear of the clutch, but move in slow motion. No pills or potion that speaks to the beauty of you. I've learned to love you for the imperfections that seem as perfect, because we all have flaws. We seesaw through life, these peaks and valleys. The alleys that I travel are dirty, but you make it clean. And for what it seems, I can take my heart and put it on my sleeve so that you can see yourself clearly. A mirror reflecting the inner you. Love will come through. And here's what we'll do. You'll come closer. And I'll stand near. And it's only my heart that you'll hear. And we'll reminisce about this time that we shared a kiss.
Yo, Yo. First of all, you was going in. The music, the peace, the warmth and the peace. Hey, man, did you say you was warm as hot? You was warm as hot, like hot chocolate? I think I heard that in the piece somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was a deep, soulful piece, bro. And the kisses that you've exchanged metaphorical verbal kisses in this piece. And, man, this was brilliance, bro. Brilliance. I love this piece, bro. I love this piece, man.
I appreciate it. I really do. It's important, you know.
Absolutely, good brother, man. Listen, bro. Tuesday night, Epiphany Radio. Tell them, Iron Man, what you got going on.
Well, this Tuesday. Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry, I did that wrong. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me do this right. Hold on. This Tuesday on the Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network, live speak special edition presents to you the God War, known as Spit War. We are going to examine this incredible MC/poet/ God of War/general, also for 90 Jokers, one of the most dedicated, dope MC poets out of NOLA, New Orleans. Baby, we're about to do it big. Plus, some new drip. All right, so we're going to have a good time on Tuesday. It's going to be an open mic, but we're going to ask some questions, get some stuff, see some performances, hear some music, get some new drip. And we're going to get money. And take money. Anyway, that's besides the point. Here on Tuesday, 50 Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network, live speak open mic special edition featuring the God of War known as State Rock comes through. You know, make sure that you take your socks off. A baby.
There it is, baby. You heard Tuesday night. Make sure y'all come through. Mahavi, my brother, man, thank you for being transparent. Thank you for exposing yourself for the topic.
That sounds illegal in like 7 states. Anyway, thank you for exposing yourself.
but seriously, man, dope ink, brother. I enjoyed your commentary tonight, man. But we're going to send you on over to the VIP now so you can grab you some of that imported champagne from right here in the U.S. of A. From Cali.
Oh, man, so, come on, man. You know I don't need the champagne. Just hit the brother off. Make sure that you give me some Honey Jack, some amaretto sour. Matter of fact, I'm seeing if we can make a Honey Jack sour. That'd be good. Too bad.
There it is.
The good brother ain't going to be in Atlanta because, you know, we have to do these drinks. I don't know. Then you might have to make it one day.
Hey. Remember I said, my pop might have to watch the kids and I might have to come through Saturday. So that's,
I don't know. That might have to happen. That might have to happen, brother. Cause you too close to miss that, brother.
I'm too
come
close
on.
To miss it. You're right. You're
too
right.
Close. You're too close.
You're
brother.
Right.
And we it's going to be full drippish and the tribe. Come on, man. Yes, fam.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't have full drippish and, you know,
you're talking about us.
You talking about Rare, Stina, Kenya, Songbird, Lisa Lips. We don't have Walking Erotica. We don't have Kiss. We don't have all the different Stina ATL.
That sounds like a good time. Yes. All right, man.
We all have a good time. It's going to be good, man. Come on, Green Eye Bandit. You know you got to. Come on, Pineapple Calligraphy. Come on. You got to come on.
I shall, good brother. Not to mention Queen Simmons and the Pearl and Negra. For real.
Oh, yeah. Man, listen. We got to have the Pearl and Negra up in the place along with the Queen Simmons. Oh, yeah, and I heard that poem on Wednesday. Lord have mercy.
Did you hear it? You heard it, right? Am I lying?
I'm just trying
Am
to say, man. You wasn't. Hey, I got to rise in my Levi's. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, sir.
The drawbridge went up and stayed up. All the boats passed through.
See? For real? I told you, man.
All
the line. You had to listen to that show.
The
told you, bro.
Your bitch was up. No problem.
All
here,
right,
man.
My brother. Yes, sir. God. Let me tone it down. All right. Go ahead, bro. Get on over there to the VIP lounge, grab you that champagne, man. I mean, the bartender said he'll put together your drink for you, man, but he's got a glass of champagne for you as well. One love, one, my brother. Take your socks off.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother Mojave, Mr. Tuesday Nights, a.k.a. Iron Man. Check him out this coming Tuesday for Fly Speak Special Edition. Woo! We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we have Tila Shao. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. How you doing? Are you muted? Pulling a Gina Storm? Mute? Unmute? I wonder if she's doing double duty and don't realize that her mic is open.
Had on my mic.
Ah, there she is.
I didn't want that to run in the family. I did not want that to run in the family. My apologies.
It's all good. It's all good. Welcome. Let's talk about it. How you doing, darling?
Well, when you unmuted me, I was like, damn it. Because to follow behind Zelina. For real.
Yeah.
Mojave.
Yeah,
and then the conversation that you and Mojave exchange. Forget all of y'all. Anyway, and I'm standing toes down. Forget all of y'all.
I know that's right. But listen. Come on, Queen. Now listen.
All right, I'm ready.
You know, man, you can have this dialogue, and it can be unlike any other dialogue. So let's. Let's go ahead and let's get into it.
Okay.
How important is a really good kiss? Let's talk about it.
Is CPR to your soul's heartstring?
Whoo, my God. My God. She's, baby, can you say that again? Just say it again. Just say it again.
It is CPR to your soul's heartstrings.
Jesus.
Oh. Jesus. It's like kind of sort of what Mojave was saying. It's that breath of life after you've gone through, you know, a lot of people go through so much heartache, and it's like you just wish your heart would die and not feel anymore, but then you get that one person. That can breathe life back into you with that exchange. And it is something that a lot of people long for. A lot of people wish they can feel that level of vulnerability with another person. And then once they experience it, it's like none other. It's like it gives you that, you know, like somebody put the, you know, it was like, you know, they put the little, what are they called? The EKG? Not the EKG. I think that's it, where they sit there and put the pads on you and go,
defibrillator. That's a defibrillator.
That. And it's like,
I'm not in
the medical
system. Shock your system and bring you back. But it's interesting how you labeled that. In the beginning, it's CPR, and CPR starts with mouth to mouth.
A mouth resuscitation, exactly.
Baby, listen, my soul need to be shocked every day. So if you want to go ahead and do CPR on me, I'm fine with it. I'm good with it. You don't need the invitation. You just do it,
right.
and that's just like with CPR, right? CPR. If we're gonna go there, let's go to CPR, right? The CPR. There is a cause and an effect, right? So with CPR, there's a cause of the reason why you're needing the effect of CPR. You can throw the cause and effect out of the window with me. Just go ahead and plant them juicy lips on me. It's cool. I'm good with it. We don't need a cause and effect. It's essential to the vibrancy of life. So I can't have any woman that don't like to kiss. I can't have that. I cannot have that in my soul. I cannot. You don't like the what? Oh, baby, this day's over. Check.
Oh, you made it up.
Check. Come on. This.
But see, let's think about it though. If we were to think about the biggest player in the music industry, who's the first person you would think about?
The biggest player?
In the music industry.
Oh man. Shoot. My mind goes all kinds of ways. Well, yeah.
I'm Rick James, bitch. What do you say?
Yeah.
Now let's think about when he said in that song Fire and Desire, right?
Yeah.
He said he used to love them and leave them.
Love them and leave them, yeah.
And how he used to sit there and play games with all these women and stuff like that. And then he said, then I kissed your lips and you turned on my inferno.
Ooh, my God.
No.
Ooh, girl. Ooh.
Inferno.
Listen here. You ain't gonna come on here and talk dirty to me on my own show. No, but you're right though. I'm gonna tell you a story that I recently just saw. This man had no jawbone. He had no jawbone. All he had was a top lip. He had no jawbone, and his wife, they never kissed. And she, when I tell you she was immaculately beautiful, she said the reason that they ended up married was because when they met, he was a really good friend. And she had never experienced that level of friendship with a man. And she wanted to be with him. She wanted him to be her husband, even though she could not kiss him. Even though she could not kiss him. The power of love there is strong. I mean, super strong. Man, I don't know. That couldn't be me. I'd be like, Doc, can you, like, make me up a mechanical one or something? Because I need to feel that. But I get it. I get it. But I have to be able to kiss. I mean, you know, true God, I pray nothing happened to the sensitivity of my lips because I need to feel that. Because there is an energy that we talk about all show when your lips meet. You know, there's this passion, there's this energy. And, you know, I liken it to, you know, a lot of the memes that we see where it's just a silhouette of the lines of the man and the woman kissing. It's just the lines. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking about the energy that goes through the body, the electricity when those lips meet, and it's like creates this whole roller coaster of things, or domino effect, if you will. Same thing with yeah, y'all know I'm a huge Matrix fan, right? So I believe it was in the second Matrix where Mario Da Vinci's wife had Neo in the bathroom with Trinity, and she said, kiss me. She said, kiss me. And he kissed her, and she smacked him. And she says, no, kiss me like you kiss her. Oh man, Trinity was looking like
wanted to feel the love in that kiss.
Because she wanted to feel the love and the passion in that kiss. I was like, my God, today, that is serious. We were talking about how, you know, just how some people don't know how to kiss, and it's sad. Oh, man.
A good kiss should make time disappear, like dissipate
from
existence for you in that moment. Like, you'll sit there and get so lost in it.
Indeed.
There is not enough time in the world for you to kiss that person and touch that person's soul.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Have
yes.
to
yes.
it has to make you just sit there and literally go somewhere. It don't matter where.
Yep.
And it's like, it don't matter, you know, what the weather is. It could be a hurricane outside. Ain't nothing more important than that kiss in that moment.
Not more important than that kiss in that moment. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear her talking dirty to me? Y'all hear her talking dirty to me, right? And I'm going to receive it, and I'm going to accept it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even in the Titanic, when they were getting ready to die, they had to kiss.
Right. They had to kiss. Yes. Yes. It's like the last thing. If I know I'm leaving, if I know it's my time, let me just have one last kiss. Let me just take that with
right.
me.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. My God. Mm-mm-mm. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. That kiss, that kiss, that kiss. Now, did you bring a piece of poetry
mm-hmm.
for us tonight?
An unfinished piece, but I have something.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes. Well, let us go ahead and hear it. The mic is yours.
I await patiently, battling in bouts of anxious anticipation for the day we'll exchange all the inhales and the exhales of the same oxygen in the same space, or betwixt passionate kisses will I drink and quench my thirst on your air. And maybe in the middle of bed sheets, or in the midst of deep melodic moans, or in the thick of damn baby, ticklish tongue tips of lips, ticklish tongue touch tips of lips as I drip sweet nectar spills, as your lips ladle and salivate my sap, catching the moisture as it builds, and simultaneously my nipples roll between your thumbs and dual index, and you tug ever so gently. I'm tricking my pineal to cease to release trickling from my satisfania. So let's transfer energies and dig deeper for manifestations with heightened orgasms, heavy breathing, and strong palpitations. In this moment, you are my sexy shaman, my slaver, my sacral salvation. To be continued from the Diary of Dane Devereaux.
Damn, baby. Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of got caught up a little bit. Listen. I can't wait to hear the finished piece, but what we have so far is passion, heat, fire. Here we go being hot again, y'all. Here we go. This is an amazing piece. You talked about the waiting part, and maybe in the middle of the sheets, the moan. You start saying words that I like. Nectar, my sap. This was hot. This is hot. Let me correct that. Wow, this is, oh God. Yeah, I love this. Yep, it's officially hot, hotter than it was. I'm going to have to cut the AC down a little bit. My kids will just have to deal with it. I feel like I'm going through the change of life. You know, I'm fanning myself. You know, my water's gone. I dare not drink alcohol because when I drink alcohol, it makes me even hotter. So I'm just going to go ahead and get me another bottle of water at some point. But this is an exquisite piece of poetry, and I loved it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And when it is finished, I will bring it back to the platform.
I cannot wait. The Erotic Love Zone would be a perfect place to hear that when it's finished. Who knows? Who knows? My next show on a Saturday might be Romantic Sensual Saturday. What do y'all think about that? Y'all let me know if y'all ready to, in 2 weeks, hear some romantic sensuality. I think that'd be hot too.
Hey, it all flows, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Tila Shao, can you get on over to that VIP lounge, grab you some of that bubbly, grab you some of that Californian champagne? About what's happening on the right side as you're walking in, Ms. VIP is on the left, but La Perla Negra and the security squad?
I gotta keep it moving. Gotcha.
Yeah, because all I keep hearing, you know, is she's a good kisser. That's all I'm hearing. So I don't know what she's doing over there. But we'll stick around, enjoy the final moments of the show. And thank you so much for bringing your transparency and your peace tonight.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
You too. One love, one mic. And take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Miss Tila Shao. So, you know, I sound like that dude from Love Jones. He said, you know, when he was like surprised look when Nia Long was coming through there. And he was like, Miss Nina Mosley. So, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Tila Shao. Whew. Man, what a show tonight. What a show tonight. Let me give you the Epiphany lineup for next week, y'all. Man, listen, Epiphany got it going on. We have something for everybody. Sunday night, y'all, the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Poetic, and Alonzo. Monday night, y'all, is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And they simply have that I am blank. Oh, man, that's going to be an amazing show. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave. We got Spit Raw and Fly Speak from NOLA. Make sure you tune in. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone. Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. May y'all stay tuned for the topic of that show, because I'm telling you, once it comes out, it's going to be fire. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with my brother, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. The topic will be announced soon. And then Friday night, y'all, is the return of Iron Sharpens Irons with your host, Anonymity, and guest host will be La Perla Negra. And then Saturday night, y'all, oh my God, next Saturday night, I don't know about you, but we all could use some poetic therapy. Hosted by La Perla Negra. So make sure you tune in. We got something for everybody, you know? So come on through. Epiphany Radio's got you. The Friday night show is the only show that starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every other show is 9 p.m. You're not going to want to miss it. To the listeners, poets, callers, we at Epiphany Radio, we thank you for being here. We thank you for taking time out of your schedule to spend 2.5 or 2+ hours, however long it takes, for hanging out with us here on Epiphany Radio. We aim for you to be heard. And you guys engaged me tonight with this topic, and I'm so honored that you decided to come through and hang out with me and date me tonight. And dare I say, a lot of you came out to kiss tonight, so I appreciate you. Again, tomorrow night, Inspiration Factory, one love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby.